Radio Harmony Cornuai. Join me, Clark 80, every Wednesday at 10:15 a.m. or at 18:15 on Saturdays to hear interesting interviews with some fascinating people. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life. It's time for Lamitata Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 with your host, Clark 80. Stay tuned for the second part of my interview with Ricardo Mergia.
C'est l'heure de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie Cornouailles 88.8 avec votre animateur Clark Eddy. Restez à l'écoute pour la deuxième partie de son entretien avec Ricardo Mergia.
L'invité de Clark with your host Clark Eddy. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
No, and you started in Italian too, which is not what you do. So
that's exactly, and there is exactly where I noticed. Okay, it's actually not enough to be a native speaker in one language in order to teach the language, because so many grammar rules which we have in Italian, I didn't really study them. When you learn your native language, you don't really think about it. You don't really think about the rules behind it or the reason why we say one thing instead of the other. So when these questions will come, I was I don't really know why we use this word instead of the other. It was funny. It made me realize that I do not know many things about Italian grammar.
No, that's isn't that the truth? So, I mean, I'm very conscious of it, you know, here in France too. When people talk to me in English, a lot of people want to speak English, and it's a way to practice. But they might ask me a question that says, "Why do you do that?" Or how come you spell it that way? And yeah, I'm like you. Just because we always have, you know, we don't really know why. You know, it's very true. So grammar gets to be a bit complicated. Were you did you start your Italian then teaching in Hamburg or another
town?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, Hamburg is the city I moved to, and the city I stayed in. It's probably my favorite city in Germany.
Yeah. What grades do you teach? How do they do the grades in Germany?
Well, in Germany, the school is organized in a slightly different way than in the Italian school. We have in Italy, we have elementary school, middle school, and high school. In Germany, they have elementary school and then middle school and high school. They're put together.
Oh, together. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be like from age 10 or 11, right through then.
Yeah. Fifth grade to 12th, 13th grade, depending on the kind of grade they have. Yeah.
And they're finished when they're what, 18 or 19, or is that about right?
Yeah, 17, 18. That would be just the appropriate age. Yeah.
How many do you think would go on then to some sort of university study? Big percentage.
That depends on the school type. Actually, we do have a different types of school here. So we have what is called gymnasium. That would be the school where students with very good grades go to. It's not around 90% of them would just finish school and keep studying in a university or college. And then we have a Stadtteilschule, which is a kind of all the rest. Okay, so if students that do not really deliver very good grades, they can be admitted to the gymnasium and they go to this second type of school. And I would say around about let's say half of them will go to university and half of them will just pursue another path working.
Well, Germany's famous for that ability with all the different trades. that
Right.
they do, you know, the quality and everything. What about university education? Do students have to pay for that themselves, or does the government help?
No. It's totally free. Totally free. Very appealing to foreign students as well, who would like to study at university. University is free, and yeah, that is
Nice, yeah.
quite good. Yeah.
Are all the courses in German, or do they do any English or another language?
Well, I repeat, I did my university studies in Sardinia, so I can't really tell you that everything
Yeah.
about university in Germany, but I mean they do they it's German is the official language, so it's throughout the university studies is German, apart from maybe one, two single courses.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they do more international type of bachelor or masters, like let's say advertisement or
Business,
marketing or
yeah.
languages, then English and other languages
Yeah. But you
could come
also
into play. Yeah,
told me you teach Spanish too. So you're
yeah, I
teaching
do. Yeah,
and
that's correct.
Spanish.
Yeah,
You've given up
yeah,
Italian because it was too hard to teach because you don't know the
yeah.
grammar. So
Yeah.
then I'm going to go to English, which is a rare treat in terms of grammar, I'm sure. And then Spanish, which I always get confused with any Italian. If I ever go to Italy,
I can imagine that. Yeah, it takes a while to tell them apart.
But at least people probably understand you because the languages are pretty similar in many ways, you know. But
Yeah.
we're recording this in November, and I'm not sure when you're going to hear this to our listeners, but I have to ask you if they have Black Friday in Germany.
And what we do, yeah, kind of, it's called a Black Week and a Black Friday. Yeah, it is a thing.
Well
Yeah,
spoken.
it doesn't work the same way it works in the US. There are not people queuing up outside shopping malls or things like that.
Oh, just for fun. I
But
bring that up.
yeah.
It's fun. It's interesting. But living in Germany, then, how would you compare the cost of living to any place else? Maybe you haven't had enough experience to tell me that exactly. But you know, we hear good things about the economy there. How do you find living there? Is it comfortable? Is it easy? Is it expensive?
Yeah, I mean, I can of course only talk to about my experience, but in general, I would say it's a little bit more expensive than in Italy. France, I can't really compare it. But we do pay a lot of taxes. We do pay a very to just say the health insurance. It is quite pricey, quite expensive here. But if I must give a judgment to, I mean, in general, I would say what I see in society, it's just people, they can make a good living. It doesn't really matter what kind of job they do, even if they haven't really studied a lot and they work in a bakery. I tend to see that they kind of afford everything they need, and they can actually enjoy themselves a little bit more than people would do in Italy, let's say.
Well, it is known as the engine of Europe, and for good reason. I
Yeah.
was reading that it's the second or third largest exporter country in the whole world, so that's incredible.
I mean, Germany, it is huge. It's like I think 83 millions of people just working. So that would, I mean, Italy, I don't Italy's around about 50 millions maybe, kind of. So it's way bigger than Italy. It's there is not comparison to it. Or France is a France I will say France is the second largest country in Europe.
I'm here with Riccardo Murgia, who originally was from Sardinia and now is a teacher in Germany of languages. You know, speaking of France, have you had much occasion to come to France? You have to tell me what you've seen here, if you've seen it, if you've been back.
I've been a couple of times, yeah. Been a couple of times. I love French, and I love just so many things about French. I've been to the south a few times. I've been to Paris a few times. I've been to Cornwall once. I've been to Bordeaux once, yeah, twice. Yeah, I mean, I've been to a couple of places. Yeah, I haven't really stayed very long, but I do enjoy it, and I like the language very much. Yeah, language, the literature, culture. I just yeah, I like it very much. Yeah.
And it's I suppose if you know Spanish, you can pick up French a little bit, or maybe read it.
Yeah. Actually, there was a time. I mean, I had French back in middle school for 1 2 years. It was not very successful back then. But then I tried to give it a try. When was it? 2 years ago. And yeah, I could talk. I could got myself understood. I could read. I could just listen to podcasts. I've been to France a few times since then. I've been to Morocco as well, where they do speak French. So let's say I found the French accent a little bit too difficult for me at the very beginning. So I went to Morocco, where they kind of use an international variety of French, and which is way easier for me to understand.
Well,
Yeah,
you have a natural talent for language too, and that will
it
help
was
you.
good practice. Yeah.
And you did come up to Brittany once, you told me, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
Well,
Did you remember
we're very proud of
that?
Brittany, and the Bretons are everywhere, by the way. You can go to Australia, Chicago, Florida. I'm sure
Yeah.
the creperies are there, ready to go, but. It's a great part of the country, I must say. We enjoy it here.
If I had to choose right now, just a kind of a corner of the country I would love to go through, probably I would choose Brittany. Yeah, the northwest. Yeah.
Anything you want to tell us about the future plans or what you're looking at to do? Are you going to stay where you are?
Actually, I will apply the second time to a they call it Auslandsdienst here in Germany. That would be well, I
Service.
mean, we no, it's like Germany has got really lots of German schools scattered all around the planet, and the Ministry of Education kind of organizes teachers to be kind of all around the world, so that a teacher in Germany could apply for a foreign vacancy. I could actually move to another country and to be teaching in a foreign school for 3 to 8 years. And yeah, I'm going to apply for that program, and hopefully I will be assigned in a warm country, to a warm
Well,
country.
I'll tell you where we saw a lot of Deutsche Schüler was in Chile in South America. Beautiful places too, and these schools have been there for over 100 years.
South America, Argentina, Chile, they're really full. They have I mean, the Germans, they immigrated to South America back in the day, and you have a lot of schools in Chile. Have you been to what's the city called? Bariloche? It's Patagonia.
Bariloche is in Argentina, but across I've been a lot into Chile, and the interesting thing was that the Germans came at the invitation of the Chileans because of the huge problem they had with the vineyards, which were all dying,
All
and
right,
so they
yeah.
brought over the new varieties, and this is in the 1870s maybe, and so that culture has continued in some really
Right.
beautiful parts of Chile too. That's why you still find so much of it, but they've been there a long time in that sense.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds exciting. And with Spanish, of course,
Yeah.
you're ready to go.
Yeah, this is what I thought as well. But actually, you cannot really choose the country you would like to teach in. So you get offers from different schools all around the world, and then you can decide if you accept the offer, if you or if you don't. But yeah, Chile will be lovely. Yeah, they'll be far away, but
It's far, but you have the Spanish too, which is a big advantage for teaching. You'd be able to communicate right away.
All right. Yeah.
So, well, speaking of going to Chile, we're going to have to wrap up our show, which is it seems like the time has gone very quickly, and we talked about
Right.
a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
Listen, we wish you all the luck, and I hope that in the future, if you do get one of these positions, that you would take advantage of it and enjoy it. It's a wonderful opportunity
Thank
for
you.
you. And thanks for your time today on a weekend. It's very nice of you.
No
So,
worries, all good.
all right. Well, take care and great talking to you, Ricardo. It's Ricardo
Thank
Mergia.
you.
Yeah, he's
Thank
talking to us
you.
from Hamburg. All right.
Bye
Bye-bye.
bye.
That's it for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8. Join me again next week, and please do me a favor. As we wrap up another year, I would appreciate your comments about our show. Please don't hesitate to email them to harmonycornui@orange.fr. That's harmonycornui@orange.fr. Thank you. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life. Happy holidays!
C'est tout pour cette édition de l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmonie 88.8. Rejoignez Clark encore la semaine prochaine. Et alors que nous terminons une autre année, nous aimerions avoir vos commentaires sur notre émission. N'hésitez pas à les envoyer par courriel à harmoniecornouaille@orange.fr. Et encore merci pour cette belle année. Souvenez-vous, les choses vont toujours mieux avec un peu d'harmonie dans votre vie. Passez de bonnes fêtes. Kenavo!
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.